You are listening to the Frilla Bros Tech Podcast, episode 86, The End of Google as We Know It. They also, now we're going to step into some of the bigger ones. They unveiled a new Hangouts feature.
Nice.
Unified messaging for Android,
oh, baby,
iOS, and Chrome.
I like that.
So did you download the new iOS app?
Yes, I did. And
I noticed you didn't respond to any of my...
So I'll be totally honest. I have, like, their, like... I went through and did all of their, like, super security stuff where you have to get, like, special passwords and they, like, automatically, like, single-time use stuff and you have to sign into this website and do this thing. And mm-hmm. So I decided to try to go with the authenticator. I was like, I'll use the authenticator app in order to authenticate this so that I can, once it's up, I can use the Google Hangout and I'll just be set. And then I can, like, I don't have to go online in order to authenticate everything and get all my passwords. See, this is as big of a nightmare as it sounds at this point. But it turns out in order to get the authenticator app up and running, it takes an awful lot of authentication first. So I basically I've had a crazy work week and I got to the downloaded all the different apps and just realized I had to like go through the whole login process and just not worth it. I'll deal with it later. So I really want to use it because I use my primary instant messenger app that I've been using for years has been Gmail. Mm-hmm. And that is synced with Google Hangout, and yes, it drove me nuts that I couldn't get it on my iPhone because I got Facebook on my iPhone. I got iMessage on my iPhone. I got everything else. You could do Google Hangout conversations. You just couldn't do Gmail chat conversations. And so I'm pretty stoked about this. I'm glad that they finally got around to it.
And it sounds like eventually they will be integrating SMM into it.
Nice.
So it will technically work with, you know, dumb phones. And, you know, so you could use that as your iMessage replacement if you wanted to and continue your conversations on, you know, it'll be Chrome, I guess, because they're probably not going to make a separate Mac app. But, yeah, so they came out with that. It looks cool, sounds cool, and they were talking about how, you know, they just have had, like you said, these disparate technologies that didn't really talk together, and so now it's all part of one, which was why when we first got started, I was like, oh, how do I do a hangout with him that's on the air? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I figured it out eventually, obviously, since this is being recorded. But yeah, it was kind of cool. And like I said, it's very clearly an iMessage or a BBM replacement.
Yeah.
In the sense that it should work across all of the different ecosystems that matter.
Which, yeah.
It's like HTML, iOS, and Android, which is all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I'm kind of excited that that I can get it on my phone and, you know, get those. It looks like I got one notification. Super exciting already. And yeah, it was cool. And then they showed a little video of it, which was essentially like Apple's first FaceTime video, where they were like, oh, we're connecting with people in groups. And it was very emotional.
Yeah.
I guess, which, yeah, that's what it is when you're communicating face to face with people. I couldn't figure out how to send you just a straight up video. I don't think that's a feature other than,
yes,
you know, I can send you a picture. I can send you text. And then we can do a hangout with multiple people and we can add and subtract people from conversations, which is cool. But I can't just like send a video and have you look at that.
No.
For some reason.
This is okay. So I'm going through the verification process finally. And it's so funny because so part of the verification process is Google sends me a text message with a number that I'm supposed to input into it so that it for its like secondary thing. And then like the very next page is it going, okay, we want to verify your phone number now. So give us your phone number. Dude, you literally just sent me a text message. You guys are crazy. But I sometimes they have this like Google has like the weirdest like sometimes they're like great integration. All their different services talk great together, and you get this feeling that like they know everything about you. And then every once in a while, they drop something on you like that, where you literally just texted me, and now you want my text phone number so you can text me another verification number so you can verify the number that you use for fair. But
I love the ones that kill me is like, and these happen with banks all the time or utility companies, where you'll call in and they'll ask for your account number, and so you touch that in, and then they'll ask like what you're calling about, and then you get on the phone with the person like, okay, what's your account number? Like I type that in earlier? You just for the fun of it to make sure I had it out before actually talking to a human being. Yeah. I don't understand.
Why couldn't the computer verify this? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm like, it's still me. I didn't like hand the phone off to somebody. But I usually get kind of belligerent, which really helps when I'm asking for help on something. I'm just you should already know it.
That's the best way to get help with people is being belligerent.
I'm just like, you should already know it. Silence. Just what are you gonna do about it? I'm not telling you. How do I know you are who you say you are?
Yeah.
Huh? Exactly. Huh? Come on.
I want your account number.
You shouldn't be asking. The computer already asked.
Yeah.
You show your credentials, and then I'll give you mine. Again, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just it drives me nuts. I understand. So anyways, Google Hangouts, it's their unified messaging, iMessage equivalent, BBM equivalent. Sounds cool. Hopefully it will continue to work as promised.
I'm excited.
They also had a couple changes to Google Plus.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when you logged in? Were you like, whoa.
No.
This Google place Plus? Is new.
No. I haven't actually been to Google Plus in a while.
Wait, how did we start this hangout?
See, that's one of the great parts about that unified
Chrome thing. Oh, you
Chrome
went to Gmail,
thing.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I just leave Gmail open all the time. So, yeah, it Google Hangouts with me from there.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Plus.google.com right now.
Plus.google.com.
Give me your initial reaction.
Whoa! No. that's super ugly. What are you doing? This is awful. What is going on here?
What are you talking about? It's very
there are so many
Pinteresting, isn't it?
Well, okay, for starters, I don't use Pinterest, so I don't really know. But there are little like pop-ups popping up all over the place, and there's like conflicting information everywhere. Like I can't see anything that's going on.
Oh, it's gonna give you the whole introduction thing, huh?
Yeah, it's
Take
doing
a tour.
That. But you okay? Well, I already closed it out. But what the heck? So when I go all the way up to the top, my little one notification thing, and then I scroll down and it pops over my friends list. What? That's ugly. Why would you do that? Oh, that pops out too. There's a lot of popping stuff up in here.
But it's all live and animated in a cute way.
Yeah, this is not cute at all. This is way too animated. I will get used to it after 30 seconds, but you're asking for my initial reactions. You're calling this Pinterest? Like, this looks like the Facebook timeline where you got two. It looks identical to the Facebook timeline. I got two columns of like pictures and text and information.
If you went full screen, you'd get three columns.
Whoa.
And if you made it really skinny, it would be one column.
So I was full screen. So basically, you're saying I have a small screen.
Yeah, apparently. If you scroll down a little bit too, if you see a big picture or a big video, it should span both of the columns.
Yes.
So this is their it's a more unified view, which looks very similar to what they have on their mobile applications. So now they're making the web app look more mobile-ish. And they're sticking with the whole cards metaphor idea. You know, they're kind of getting really big into that, right? They use cards for Glass. They use cards on Google Now. They use cards on Google Maps, which we'll talk about in a bit. And they're using cards-ish here. There's a couple cool things about it. Their whole goal was to how did they say it? It was to add breadth and depth. Was that? how it was phrased? I don't remember the first one. But they wanted to make it easier to scroll and to see the photos and to see the big stuff and make it very immersive.
Right.
And which, you know, so they got rid of a lot of the extra stuff, and it's just the content was the idea, which I would agree that they have done a good job of that. And then every once in a while you'll see a post, and it's not as frequent as I would like it to be. I thought it was going to be like every single one. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner of one of their cards, like colorful little drop-down things.
Yeah.
And if you hover over them, those are different tags that they've used the Google bot algorithms to pull out the tags. Because, right, if you get a post, they visit the link, they see what's at the link, and then they know what all the related content is, that a la Google Knowledge Graph.
Search.
And so they can give it tags, and so then if you see that tag, this is where you can go deep, where if you click on one of them, the card will flip and then show another mini list of more items within that tag. And so you can go deep in this one area to be, you know, to just, whatever, consume content to kind of do whatever. So they're trying to make it a more multidimensional in that sense, which I thought was pretty cool. Like I said, I wish that there were a lot more of those. So I'm trying to look like, here I'm on Hangouts.
I don't see any of these.
Yeah, I know, and I think it's they're still just getting started with it. Here I've got a ginormous photo that like takes up pretty much the entire screen. Okay, so I've got one here that it is a trailer for The Man of Steel, I guess, and it's a what's hot recommended thing. And I have three. I've got a hashtag for Man of Steel, Superman, and then Super Sunday. And so if I tap on Super Sunday, like I said, it flips around, and then it just shows me another one. This guy is talking about Injustice, Gods Among Us. I can click to the next one, and it's a picture of Wonder Woman. Next one, some kid screaming for some reason. Oh, it's a child actor. He's practicing one of his scenes at the shooting of something happened. And then they have even more hashtags that you can keep diving deeper and deeper. When you're done, you click the little arrow, flips back to the original, and you keep scrolling down.
Cool.
It's kind of the idea about, which I was like, dude, that's awesome. And what I really liked about it is they're really taking what I think is one of the strengths of Google, which is this, you know, indexing the world and putting order to it, and saying, we're going to apply this to Google Plus. It's not just going to be about your friends and who you're following. We're really going to try to tap into what you're interested in, which is informed by who you follow. And we're trying to try to present you with more in-depth, you know, information and stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, I mean, I you know, they're slowly
And then they said that they can do it with text, and then they can also take like a photo, and if someone uploads a picture of the Eiffel Tower, they can automatically tag that with the Eiffel Tower, and then you can see other photos of the Eiffel Tower by, you know, the card flipping over.
So did you read my Twitter Facebook post this morning?
I saw it. I don't think I actually read it.
See, this is what's so cool. I mean, and this is like, you know, this is where we're going. Let's say you got your Google glasses going on, and you walk out, and you're like, it happens to me so often, you go out to the bars, you see somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, I totally recognize that person. I went to college, I know this person. Oh God, I hope they don't say anything to me because I have no idea who they are. Google Glass would see that person's face, take like a picture or two, and be like, okay, photo recognition. Like search through Facebook and Google Plus and go, okay, I know who this person is. It's Katie from high school. Boom, what's up, Katie? How you doing? You know, and that's the sort of thing that, you know, I'm excited for with that sort of image recognition. You know, obviously they're going to get to the point where they can do all sorts of crazy automated searching stuff. And, you know, that's the sort of knowledge graph that's going to be awesome when that comes around. Like, that is really the information I need to know before I need to know it, Google. Like, the stuff that avoids super awkward social circumstances, please. You could get that going. If you could have that be my knowledge graph, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, Google.
In some ways, they're working on that, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. It's not exactly what you're talking about, but it's going to be – it's you'll like it.
Okay, go for it.
They're headed with that. Before then, though, they had a couple more things for Google+. They now have this new, like, mega uploading thing where you upload – whenever you upload your pictures to Google+, they'll store them for you. And then they'll also do auto enhancements to your photos. And they talked about, like, they can do tonal distribution, some skin softening, noise reduction. They can add structure, white balancing, a vignette. They can do some sharpening, some red eye removal, and just a ton more. And so they can do a ton of photo processing. They can also accept animated GIFs and panoramas and HDR images and other stuff. And, you know, so a lot of photo editing, and they run it all on their servers for you. And
nice.
And then what they also do is when you, like, you go on a vacation and you could just upload, you know, take 200 pictures, upload your 200 pictures, they will automatically select your highlights for you based on the quality of the photo in terms of its composition. If there's people in it, that, you know, will play well in it. If it's not blurry, that plays well. And they literally go, we think these are the best photos that you took.
Okay, so that's an important differentiation. The best photos versus the highlights. Because I'll to be honest, I went to Cabo 4 weeks ago, and some of the best photos I have are the worst photos I have.
Well, but, no, I understand what you're cool saying. But they call them highlights.
Right.
And you obviously don't have to choose them. You could swap them in and out for others, but they just go, hey, we'll take a first pass at these.
But that is nice because, I mean, it's, you know, I guess, and on the flip side, if you're going to be sharing those photos with people, although some of my favorite, my personal favorite photos are bad photos, those aren't the photos that I, you know, if I'm only going to get to show three pictures of it to somebody, that's not the photo I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for the photo that most clearly shows the four of us hanging out doing something down there. And that is what they'll automatically go through and try to sort through, you know, and then if I have longer time where I can kind of explain, this was what was going on in this picture, and I can give you the rest of the story around it, that's when I'll give you that picture. But if for quick sharing, especially the photos that I want on the top of an album that somebody can just, you know, click mm-hmm. through, yeah, I guess it makes sense. That's cool. I mean, that's you know, and like you said, you can obviously go swap through that. But, you know, realistically, that, you know, if it could just kind of find the best photos for me to begin with. And I guess what I'm trying to say is if they are finding the best photos for everybody else, that's cool. Because I know what the best photos are for me, and I'm going to go through the entire album, and I'm going to search it out. But if it's just going to publish an album and put the best photos of the people that were there where it's clear and the color is good and it shows the most, and it does all of that so that other people who are like, oh, I want to check out Matthew's Cabo trip, they can just kind of click through that, the first mm-hmm. five photos, and see the best photos. I like that a lot. That's good. Good job, Google. I'll give you props on that.
You can also designate a few photos to upload in, like, their full size resolution.
Yeah.
And since you now have a unified 16 gigabytes of free storage from them, you can, you know, obviously do a lot of photos. Otherwise, they'll just be in that 248 pixels or smaller size for your photos, which is, you know, cool. So yeah, they got a lot of photo stuff going on.